Good evening, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my Q broadcast for November 20th. Those of you following along at home, you can follow on a number of different websites. Q posts are currently found on qpost.online, qmap.pub, and qanon.pub, as well as other sites. If you have an Android phone and you'd like to get notifications, qmap and qalerts are both available in the Android Play Store. My theme for this broadcast is information warfare, and that is going to prove out to be a repeating theme here today. All right, Glenn Beck did a long video, I think it's about 2 hours long, explaining corruption in Ukraine and Ukraine's attempts to help Hillary Clinton in the 2016 election. Beck was puzzled at one point when he announced that there was a private conversation recorded with then Ukrainian prosecutor Sitnik. And in this video, Beck says that he doesn't know how this conversation was recorded. And I'm not going to play the video. You can find it. Glenn Beck reveals bombshell audio from Ukraine. It's also part of his larger video. But the interesting thing about that is Q has told us previously many corrupt people are under FISA surveillance by the Trump administration. If phones are present in the room and someone in the room was under surveillance, or they were one of the two or three hops away, they would be subject to surveillance. That's likely how the conversation was recorded. Q posted a link to the YouTube video. Phones were present. FISA goes both ways. Information warfare. So got a couple of posts from the board. Anons, as they're able to get on the board and post, are saying hi. One Anon said, these people are stupid. Prayer coverage for operators involved. God bless and Godspeed. Code Monkey has been asking repeatedly if Q would like the Patriots Fight Board to be migrated to 8kun from 8chan. He has not received an email, and Q has not yet authorized CodeMonkey to migrate the board. And since that is Q's board, he needs permission from Q to do it. And Q has not yet given permission to migrate Patriots Fight. I don't know why. I have no idea what's going on there. I just noticed that CodeMonkey has been posting quite a lot. posting, hey Q, over here. Hey, you want me to migrate Patriots Fight yet? No response yet. Okay. The conversation with former prosecutor Sitnik was a bombshell, and it was translated from Ukrainian into English for people who speak English. So this Anon said, everybody connected to the Clinton Foundation is toast. Well, that is undoubtedly true, especially when the investigation from John Huber's U.S. Attorney's Office gets going and when the indictments are unsealed. One of the Anons asked if the president's health is okay. There's been a lot of rumors going on about the president's health. Was he poisoned? As far as I know, there's nothing to worry about as far as his health. However, I would encourage people to pray for him because the swamp is getting desperate and they might do something stupid. All right. This Anon, I caught the swamp. I caught them all. Well, let's see what happens. More popcorn. Yes, more popcorn. All right. Back in February of this year, Q summarized a four-step process that Adam Schiff is using in his attempt to remove the president from office. Those efforts centered around the weaponization of intelligence agencies. And Q posted a link to a tweet by Adam Schiff, who was talking trash about the president. Q responded, let's use facts. Step one, hype an invented threat of POTUS working with the Russians, a disinformation campaign. Step two, send FBI, DOJ, Congress, Senate, CIA, NSA, Intel, Five Eyes to address and investigate the imaginary threat. Step three, justify the special counsel and millions of taxpayer dollars spent as necessary to protect the public and our election process against an imaginary, made-up, non-existent threat which really is designed to protect the illegal activities of many elected officials. Step 4. Open a new fake and false investigation as chairman of the House Intel Committee to retain information campaign designed to keep liberal Dems America on board with and regain power and prevent prosecution. Executive time. Q. All right, so Q posted that back in February, implying that Schiff was going to have another investigation up his sleeve. And sure enough, he did. Schiff opened the investigation into impeachment, the impeachment inquiry. And Q then responded with, now here's the thing, Q doesn't have access to the board, the 8chan board. So this post, February 11, 2019, step 4, open new fake investigation as chairman of the House. That is a quote from this section here, which I highlighted. All right. Q's new post quotes that and says, pre-public awareness, right? So how did Q know that this investigation was coming, what, 7 months before it happened? Like clockwork, because Schiff is predictable. D, 1 through 6, enjoy the show, Q. All right, so the phone call between the president and Ukrainian President Zelensky was on July 25th. Congress launched its impeachment inquiry on September 25th, the day before the phone call transcript was released, right? And here's the date on that. So, again, how did Q know that this investigation by Schiff was coming? Well, Schiff is somewhat predictable. All right. Moving along, Q posted a link to a tweet by Andrew Kerr. Clinton Foundation has lost $49.6 million since 2016. That's just since 2016, since the election. Kerr tweeted out this article by the Daily Caller that noted that the Clinton Foundation in 2018, their revenue was just 12% of the nearly $250 million that it raised in 2009, which was the first year Hillary was Secretary of State. The Clintons often claim that their foundation is a legitimate nonprofit, but the fact that donations have plummeted since Hillary is no longer in power suggests otherwise. Q posted a link to the tweet. Pay for play only works when you hold a position of power. It's only a matter of time, Q. Only a matter of time. Hillary will be going to jail soon. All right. Adam Schiff's plans to remove the president are coming to an end. Q posted this. Schiff may have had a four-step plan, but there is no step five. End Q. Indictments are coming. Oh, yes, they are. All right, speaking of indictments, members of Ukraine's parliament have asked their president and President Trump to investigate allegations of money laundering related to former Ukrainian President Yanukovych and the Democrat Party. This is an article that is posted on Interfax.com. Ukrainian members of parliament demanded presidents of Ukraine and United States, Zelensky and Trump, investigate suspicions of the legalization of $7.4 billion by the family of ex-president Viktor Yanukovych, through the American investment fund Franklin Templeton Investments, which they say had ties to the U.S. Democrat Party. All right, so the $7.4 billion was in government loan bonds, was allegedly laundered through Franklin Templeton Investments, a firm that is tied to a number of prominent Democratic donors. All right, so this is a massive news story as the president is going through this impeachment hoax. We're finding more about the corruption in Ukraine that is actually tied to members of the Democrat Party. The son of Templeton, Templeton Investments founder, John Templeton, was one of President Obama's major campaign donors. Another fund-related character is Thomas Donilon, managing director of BlackRock Investment Institute, shareholder of the Franklin Templeton Investments, which has the largest share in the fund. It is noteworthy that he previously was Obama's national security advisor. So there's Democrats all over this thing. And this is just a powder keg waiting to blow up. All right, so Q posted a link to that article and asked, what happens when the public discovers the truth? magnitude in brackets regarding the D, Democrat Party corruption. What happens when the public discovers the truth regarding fake news coordination with the Democrats Party to conceal, shelter, and protect those who are criminally responsible? Defined projection. Great Awakening, Sheep No More, Where We Go One, We Go All, Q. Interesting that with all this corruption centered in Ukraine, and we have Q has been talking about John Kerry's family, Nancy Pelosi's family, Joe Biden's family, Mitt Romney's family, all having ties to Ukraine. Well, hey, if you've got some deals going in Ukraine, why not accuse your enemy of having corruption connected to Ukraine? The definition of projection, accuse others of what you're doing. What happens when public discovers the truth? Q posted this back in January of last year, 2018. Are you following the news today? What a big news day. These people are really stupid. This will be the end of the D party. This will be the path forward with public outrage to jail many so-called untouchables. You the people have the power. Down she goes. Okay. Now, Breaking News Live, a Twitter account that I follow, posted this tweet. Head of Ukrainian Burisma Gas Company was indicted. Hunter Biden named accepting millions more from slush fund. And then they followed up that tweet with this. An indictment drawn up by Ukraine's Office of the Prosecutor General against Burisma owner Nikolai Zolochevsky claimed that Hunter Biden and his partners received $16.5 million for their services, according to Ukrainian MP Alexander Dubinsky. Now, that information comes from this article, which Q linked to up here. And I don't know if there are actual indictments. I didn't read that in the story. But that might be going a bridge too far. This information is coming from the prosecutor's office. They are investigating. They're asking Trump and Zelensky to help in this investigation. What is interesting, I'll just scroll down here and show you, is that Breaking News Live, their account got suspended. After they posted the story about Burisma Holdings, Fiddler Forest tweeted out their account was suspended after they posted that story. Okay, so I don't know if it's related. Q did post a response to that, posted a link to Fiddler Forest's tweet and said control of the narrative equals control of public opinion. Control of public opinion equals power. How do you control the narrative? Information warfare, Q. So Q is hinting that some of these conservative news Twitter accounts like Breaking Live News are being shut down because the people in power want to control the narrative. Now, let me go back to something here. Where was I? All right, updating with CodeMonkey. So CodeMonkey has been working on Project Odin as a way to fend off deplatforming, which is why people are having a hard time finding Q Research Board, because they keep deplatforming the website and they keep on taking their domains down, so they have to move from one domain to another. Makes it hard to find. CodeMonkey said, has been talking about Project Odin. It's a project he's been working on for quite some time. I don't know a lot about it. It sounds like it's based on blockchain technology. He said it'll be a tool that anyone can use at their own risk to help defend Aidcoon from deplatforming. More information will come as soon as our lawyer greenlights it now. He heard back from the lawyer this week, and he posted this. Project Odin is back from the lawyer review, aiming to release it by this weekend. He's been doing his own legal review on it and tweaking it a little bit. Looks like Project Odin may be coming this weekend. I don't know a lot about it. We'll be getting more information as it comes online, so just to keep you updated on that. All right. The war to control the narrative is in full swing. Q posted this afternoon. All assets, F plus D, foreign and domestic, in brackets, are being deployed. Some who once supported POTUS, sleepers in brackets, have and will turn against Trump, puppets and puppet masters. So there are going to be people who we thought were supportive of the president who are going to be outed as really being not in favor of the president. Control of the narrative equals control of the population. Control of the population equals power. Everything is at stake. The old guard power structure is being destroyed. Washington Civil War. Control the narrative, in brackets. Previous exposure of the truth. Oh, prevent exposure of the truth, sorry. So what the power brokers in Washington want is to prevent the exposure of the truth, truth about corruption. Self-preservation, in brackets. Fighting for survival, information warfare, Q. All right. So Q mentioned sleepers. Back in July, right before Q went off the board for 3 months, an Anon said Ray, Chris Ray, former current FBI director Chris Ray, is a sleeper. Q responded to that. Future marker. Now, we don't know yet if Chris Ray is a sleeper or not. I kind of suspect he might be, or otherwise Q would not have responded to that comment by the Anon. Don't have confirmation yet. I wanted to throw it out there just as a reminder that it's there when Q starts talking about sleepers turning against the president. All right, when you see F plus D, think foreign and domestic. So Q has been using this a lot. F plus D, just foreign and domestic, I believe is what that means. So all assets, foreign and domestic, are being deployed in a last-ditch effort by the deep state to maintain control. Someone asked about a sleeper. A sleeper, as Q uses it, is someone who infiltrates an organization. This is often used in warfare, counterinsurgency, operations. But in this application, it would be somebody who infiltrates the Trump administration, someone like Dan Coats, who was our former director of national intelligence, pretends to support Trump. In fact, they're working against Trump, waiting for the right opportunity to undermine or sabotage his mission. All right, next. We have a link to a document. It is it's a treaty that was actually signed during the Bill Clinton administration with Ukraine, which is an agreement between the U.S. and Ukraine to jointly partner in investigating criminal matters, right? When the president asked why he is asking Zelensky, Ukrainian president, to look into corruption, Trump said it's because we have a treaty that says that's how it works. The U.S. and Ukraine have a formal treaty where they work together on investigating criminal matters. All right, can you post a link to that document? These people are stupid. It is kind of stupid that people are accusing the president of doing something wrong when he asked Zelensky to look into corruption in his country, which is what he ran on when he was running for president. All right, one last thing. The AP incorrectly stated that the president contradicted Ambassador Sondland today when he said he asked for nothing from Ukraine. This is a tweet by AP. Contradicting the testimony of his own ambassador, President Trump says he wanted nothing from Ukraine. Someone actually pointed that out and said that is not what Sondland said. Actually, Sondland said the opposite. So AP had to delete that tweet when this is Tim Murtaugh who pointed it out. The AP said exactly the opposite of what Sondland said. There is definitely an information war going on. All right, that is all we have now. We're caught up to Q. Again, please keep the president in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep Denise and I in prayer. Love you all. Take care. I will catch you on the next broadcast.